Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there. Guys and gals, way to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And go over there, check it out, and see all the different things we have to offer over there. And if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us on the website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Click on the Listen Live link that's right there, dead center of the page, and you'll be listening to us. And there's also a message thing there where you can send us a message, and when we see it, we'll mention it. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
It's an exciting day. Exciting day to be an American, because Donald Trump has launched what they're calling a new communications platform months after Twitter and Facebook booted him off. But all it is it's his website, DonaldJTrump.com, where he's going to be posting things, which he's already been doing. Now, can you communicate with him? Yeah, but it's not like we thought it was going to be. And even like Frank's speech with Mike Lindell, he still doesn't have the ability to be able to do the social communicating over there like they were talking about. But it's coming, I guess.
I guess it's coming. The fact that the timing of the Trump platform is kind of interesting, because I think today is the decision that Facebook makes about Trump to start with. So
yep. The Supreme Court.
With this, I would say that Facebook does not have the incentive to allow him back on, which I don't think they would do it anyway. But yeah, the Trump thing is one-way communications, and the hope, I think, there is to take what he communicates out. People do a copy or paste or take screenshots and whatever, and then they go post it under their own account on social media where he's been banned. So I think that's the early intent.
Right. Now, I want to express a little some condolences to the people that have been affected in the South by the tornadoes. We've had 75 tornadoes touchdown, killer tornadoes, since last Friday. 300,000 people are still without power along the Gulf Coast and inland through parts of Alabama, Mississippi, and even Georgia as we speak. And yesterday there was another bunch of tornadoes that touched down as far away as Tennessee and even into the Carolinas. So please, folks, if you hear the sirens blowing or if they're announcing that they got bad weather coming your way, please pay attention. I can't emphasize it enough.
Yeah, it's been some pretty rough weather. But, you know, it may be just me, but I think that these power companies are way behind in technology, because we should be in a place where power lines should be underground.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure I understand why they're not, or they're not, there isn't some effort to, you know, slowly be putting them underground. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's just me, I suppose.
Well, over by me, we had the storm from nowhere or whatever that came out a couple of 3 years ago, something like that. Took down all the power poles on my street, my road, everything. All the poles were gone, just see it gone. And what they do, they came back and put poles right back where the other ones were.
It's nuts.
Yep, I know. So, and then we're going to have it happen again eventually because that's just the way it is. All right, well, let's talk about Liz Cheney, not Lynn Cheney. Liz Cheney. Nancy Pelosi yesterday wanted to give a shout-out to Lynn Cheney and tell her that she basically supported her and appreciated the great job she was doing. And, of course, I think Lynn Cheney is Dick Cheney's wife. Is that correct?
Well, it's Liz's mother.
Okay, yeah. Mother. Yeah, so there you go. So she was congratulating the mother, but should have been doing something for the daughter. But Liz Cheney, Kevin McCarthy and her have got a rift going on, as well as the rest of the party. They just don't like her in that position as number three. And McCarthy was quoted on a hot mic saying, "I've had it with her," and that she is probably going to be ousted from her leadership position, if not this week, next week. Now, the person that's hot to trot over it, that's actually campaigning for it, is Little Miss Stefanik from upstate New York, who's a real firebrand by herself, the little congresswoman up there, and she'd be a good one. She really wants the job.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Liz Cheney, for whatever reason, has decided that she's not going to give up the insurrection, air quotes, insurrection of January the 6th, and she's continuing to put all the blame on Trump. Now, it's real curious to me why we're even there, because I would argue so much of, I mean, Trump was impeached for it, but so much of the early reports that we were told, you know, that all the people that died, blah, 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 turned out not to be true.
Yep, five people died. Nope, did not. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, we're going to mention Rolling Thunder in this segment because they're afraid of an insurrection coming from Rolling Thunder because of all the Vietnam veterans and the POWMIA supporters that would be there on their motorcycles. Well, I got a suggestion for Rolling Thunder. I'm going to say it when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And let's take a listen here to these folks. They got something to tell you.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, give them a call and check that out and see if it'll work for you like it's worked for many other people. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
All righty. Tell you what, Derek Chauvin's lawyers want the conviction tossed. They filed the case for that amidst the juror BLM T-shirt uproar. What is it that's going on with that T-shirt? Now, I've heard different things, but what are you hearing?
Last year, this one particular juror happened to attend an event where George Floyd's family were speakers. And he wore a advocate T-shirt, or was given one and then wore it at this event. So on the juror application, and I shouldn't say application, but on the juror form they have to fill out, it shows then if that's the case, and it appears to be because there's a photo, that he clearly lied. So That is an additional reason for an appeal, and rightly so. So the judge already had stated, we tend to forget, that he admonished the politicians for weighing in on the case, including little Miss Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
So, there's every reason for an appeal on this one.
Okay, well, do you think this case is going to be moved to a different venue and tried over again?
It depends upon on the appeal case to move it. So,
mm-hmm.
It should have been already moved. The jury should have been sequestered. So there's lots of.
Mm-hmm.
This may have actually been a tactic of the judge, when you think about it,
mm-hmm.
For an automatic appeal.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the current condition where we are with it.
Okay, now, Kevin McCarthy, it was announced this week, is sharing, I don't know if it's an apartment or whatever, but he's apparently got a room in the same place where Frank Luntz is staying, and they're like roommates. There's some concern over what may be going on there as far as conversations about the Republican Party and Frank Luntz being the pollster that he is and this, that, and the other. But I've seen Frank Luntz do a lot of polling for other networks, so I don't think he's locked into the Republican Party, per se. Is he?
He has no use for the Republican Party.
Okay.
none. But apparently this cat has got plenty of money, and he has a sizable apartment
mm-hmm.
In D.C., and McCarthy just recently rented a room there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it was... something that's been, I would say, a long-term thing. It's more of a recent thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know necessarily the reasons why this one was this way, but what's particularly interesting is Frank Luntz is a Democrat player. He's very tied into Google and very tied into, the left.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, they're saying that the inference here is that McCarthy is being watered down in his policies and positions and whatnot because of the influence that he has with his friendship / relationship or whatever ship it is
mm-hmm.
with Frank Luntz. And that Frank Luntz has a lot of influence on how the GOP operates within the House. There may be some truth to that. I haven't really seen it. Could McCarthy be a little more aggressive, a little more assertive? Probably. But, he's in a very difficult position, having to be under Pelosi. I mean, she wields power.
Yeah.
That it's limitless. So if you compare what McCarthy does to what Pelosi does, I'm not sure that McCarthy is not wielding enough power, but as compared to Pelosi, that's probably true.
Now, what do you think about this whacked out photo that showed up yesterday with the Carters and the Bidens, and the Bidens look like they're 10 foot tall compared to the Carters?
Something very, very wrong with that picture. And the picture, to me, mostly deals with Rosalynn Carter.
Yeah.
It's a very strange, it's like her head does not belong on that body.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something very peculiar about it. And if we find out, I mean, I think it's, there's some people out there that are very good at doing that kind of work to determine if it was photoshopped.
Yeah.
I guess I would have to ask why it was photoshopped.
Mm-hmm.
When they do that kind of thing that's known as deep fake, where you can do some amazing things, and deep fakes has been around for quite some time. In fact, Senator Marco Rubio was the first one about 3 to 4 years ago to call some warning to deep fakes.
Mm-hmm.
But if we find out that it is, I guess I'd have to ask why. I don't know that to be true. I mean, I don't know that to not be true, but the reason why they would do it, if
now,
it is done.
Now, the legislator that badmouthed and used a racial slur against Senator Tim Scott has resigned a week after he did so. I'm not surprised that he resigned, but my question is, what took him so long?
Well, there was some pressure within, I guess, that particular group to do it, and he did. So, I mean, that's fine with me.
By the way, the DHS has released images of an empty Border Patrol facility with everything left behind as the child migrants were moved into a HHS shelter. Some 22,000 children now are in the custody of the HHS in a little better setup.
Yeah, I'm not even sure of that picture. But, you know, I think that the Biden administration / DHS only decided to release that photo of an empty holding facility to show that, you know, that they're making progress and so forth and so on. Well, they're just moving them from one spot to the other. For all we know, the DHS facility or HHS facility could be, you know, Motel 6 or the Hilton. I mean, I have no idea.
Finally, because we're going to run out of time, Black Lives Matter and their any apparel regarding to that is banned now at the Summer Olympics. The International Olympic Committee has announced, however, that while the BLM logo is banned from the athletes' clothing, generic words like peace, respect, and solidarity will be allowed.
Well, I think kneeling is also banned, too.
That's what I was told, yep. We'll see what happens there. If they do it, I guess there's going to be some people that are going to be taking a quick plane ride back home.
Probably so.
All righty. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the tennis court. Stay cool. Stay cool. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Be right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one shot by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one dose. He also announced a plan to reach out to those who are more hesitant to get a vaccine, that includes sending shots to pediatricians and family doctors.
We're also going to slip vaccines directly to pediatricians, ship them to pediatricians during the following weeks, so parents and their children can talk to their family doctor about it and get the shot from a provider they trust the most. Easy, fast, and free.
And India has suspended its most popular sports tournament as COVID cases continue to surge around the country. The Premier League cricket tournament was suspended Tuesday after several players tested positive for the virus. India recorded more than 350,000 new infections on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is. And by the way, thank you, Ron Edwards. I was on his Ron Edwards Experience radio show yesterday afternoon. And we had quite the conversation there. People chimed in. People love what you talked about, and that's what we do. We talk about America. All right, where's more about the National Aviation Academy, who brings you this segment.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 locations to better serve you, to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a career change that you'll never change from as long as you live, because you're certified for life as a certified aviation maintenance tech. All you need to do is the upgrades every now and then when they come through. But they have 2 campuses to serve you where you can learn from. One is in Concord, Mass, outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, all you have to do is call their phone number, 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You'll find out what it's all about. If you're a veteran, post 9/11, pre 9/11, you'll find out the benefits you have that will help you to take care of your training. And if you're a civilian, you'll find out about the student loan that they have available there for you. Now, the website to go to as well is naa.edu. That's naa.edu to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. But the phone number is 800-659-2080. Now, in a potentially significant shift in the debate over combating sexual assault in the military, the nation's top general, Mark Milley, said he's dropping his opposition to a proposal to take decisions on sexual assault prosecution out of the hands of commanders. We'll see how that works out. Now, at the end of April, the Marine Corps suspended Major General Robert Castvelli, the Inspector General of the Marine Corps, and former 1st Marine Division commander from his duties pending the outcome of a third investigation into the deadly sinking investigation of an AAV that killed 9 Marines. By the way, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas strongly dissented in a decision filed not to hear the case of the former United States Military Academy cadet who alleges the government failed to adequately prevent and respond to her rape while she was on campus at West Point. Now, the Air Force's latest push for a more flexible force, known as an agile combat employment, could help the service keep airmen at home longer and its aircraft readiness up, the leader of a key expeditionary wing in the Middle East told the Air Force Times. But deployments could become more intense for airmen when they do go abroad because they could be there longer. Now, an active duty senior non-commissioned officer is the 25th service member to die of COVID-19 in the Navy. That was just reported yesterday. And looking at the world abroad, U.S. forces saw some small, harassing attacks in Afghanistan over the weekend and early to start the week out. But the attacks have had little to no effect on the U.S. withdrawal from the country, so says the Pentagon. And there are 700 Rangers there to see to it that that's kept down to a minimum while our troops pull themselves and our equipment out of their different forward operating bases in Afghanistan and head back to points unknown. Now, the massive Northern Edge joint exercise kicked off Monday in Alaska, bringing together about 15,000 U.S. airmen, sailors, Marines, and soldiers, and 240 ships and aircraft, including the Air Force's newly upgraded fighter, the F-15 EX Eagle II. Very curious to find out how that thing operates in combat situations. Also, the spring coronavirus surge continued on Monday in Japan's two largest cities, where emergency restrictions dampened the traditional week-long vacation period for many Japanese. Now, a top lawmaker on nuclear weapons is convinced, but not fully convinced, on the ground-based strategic deterrent, a hot-button program to modernize intercontinental ballistic missiles, as he heads into defense budget and policy talks with Congress. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, 100 days have passed, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's toughest moves on China so far have been two visits to the Indo-Pacific region and a task force working to deliver findings on possible policy changes sometime this summer. Now, this happened on the 2nd. But it's been 10 years since the historic mission on taking down Osama bin Laden. Now, we learned how a Marine course in air-to-air helicopter combat may have saved a Chinook from being shot down as they were, in fact, fired at as they were moving towards a target. We'll find out more about that as we get into the story. By the way, I believe Newsmax has that in a documentary. I thought I saw it advertised, but I could be wrong. Now, 5 years since its return to the Middle East with a military base in Syria, Russia is moving into weapons markets left vacant by the United States and boosting sales to traditional clients in the Middle East, like, oh gosh, I don't know, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Shias, and the Sunnis. I don't know, just those three guys, right? Oh boy. Now, the Islamic Republic of Iran has made multiple attempts in 2020 to obtain technology for its weapons of mass destruction program, and has not stopped its drive to develop atomic weapons intelligence agencies from the Netherlands, Sweden, and Germany. They all recently reported just that. They are actively trying to get their nuclear program up and running ASAP. They want that to be part of the discussion in the Middle East as soon as it can be such, and they can hit the broadside of a barn, literally, if you know what I mean. By the way, new memo suggests that office space occupancy may never return to 100% as the U.S. Air Force and Navy have extended 50% for their working at home indefinitely. And the former Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie, remember him, is joining the Heritage Foundation as a visiting fellow. That's the conservative think tank. But we'll see how he works out over there. Now, the suspected direct energy attacks on U.S. government personnel worldwide are an act of war, so says the former acting defense secretary, Christopher Miller, who launched an initiative to investigate the incidents during his time at the Pentagon last year and is urging the new administration to stay on the issue and do the same thing. Will they? Don't know. And here's a feel-good story extraordinaire. At the ripe young age of 94, retired Army Colonel Ralph Puckett was just a young lieutenant when he led 51 Rangers and 9 Korean soldiers across 800 yards of frozen rice paddies to seize and hold a key hill overlooking the Cheongkon River in what is now North Korea. For that, he will receive the Medal of Honor. Congratulations, Colonel Puckett. After all these years. Wow. Now, a former Fort Bliss soldier has been sentenced to 8 years in the prison in use of an LSD-fueled attack on his two young sons back in 2019. Very sick thing from El Paso. Guy needed help. He's going to be in jail for a long time. All right, I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Got some interesting financial news tonight to talk about with him. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. All of that.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much there, Brooke. And you can catch Brooke Saturday nights on this flagship station of mine, 7 p.m. And for more about her, go over to the Brooke Talks America website. Check her out. See all the different things that she does. All right. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at the good old Everglades Equipment Group. Now, nothing runs like a deer, and boy, do they have a bunch of John Deere's over there. Hey, need a lawnmower? Got them. Need a push mower? Got them. Need a riding mower? Got them. Need a tractor? Got them. Need something bigger? Industrial equipment? Got all of it. Check them out. Everglades Equipment Group with their reliable equipment. They've been around for a number of years. Fair prices and extraordinary service, too. All over the state of Florida. They're within the sound of my voice with all the different affiliates we have. So check them out. Everglades Equipment Group. And tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. They'll take good care of you. All right, Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
How you doing?
I am doing pretty good. Listen, before we get started, did you see the picture of the DHS that they released of the empty Border Patrol facilities? No child migrants in there. 22,000 of them have all been moved to the HHS shelters, which I don't know if that'll be any better or not. I guess it's a little better condition for them, but that's where they've gone.
Listen, I have to try to get them out of a situation where they're going to provide bad press I don't even think Kamala Harris has done a press interview in regards to this in the past month or two.
No.
In regards to what's going on. But the people are going to continue to come here. They're going to continue to come here because, why? Because there's jobs available and they need to be filled. And that's the reality. There's really not much that we're going to be able to do about it. I mean, obviously, you know, Border Patrol's working as hard as they can, whatnot. But if there's a demand for something, it's going to be met.
Well, Montana, the governor of Montana, who's a Republican, his name is Governor Gianforte, has now pulled Montana out of the COVID federal unemployment program. That extra $300 per week, they're not going to get it anymore. They're pulling it out. So the unemployment will be the unemployment. And instead, they're going to tout a state return to work program that will give them a bonus of $1,200 to get back to work.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're going to have to give some sort of incentive. I think that that's probably a much better way to go. I bet you their unemployment rate is probably next to nothing anyway, first and foremost. I bet you they have a very low unemployment rate in Montana. So, yeah, I think that's the type of incentive we have to give. I mean, I guess we're going to have to do that. Yeah, that's why I'm almost a fan of almost like a lump sum type of unemployment check rather than doing it over time, because
correct.
Then, you know, you get people back to work. I think that might be more efficient.
Yep, correct. Now, the Tax Foundation president has warned that Biden's tax bill is going to do serious long-term economic harm to the economy and lead to much less investment in the United States.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's some of the, you know, so-called wizards of smart on Wall Street and economists out there saying, well, it's going to even itself out because government's going to be doing more spending. That's nonsensical. You know, people make investments based upon what their return is going to be. And if your return is going to be, you know, diminished, the risk-reward goes more to the risk side, because if you make anything, you're going to have to give 50% of that to the government. You're going to say to yourself, it's not worth the risk, so I'm not going to make the investment, or I'm going to find a way to invest elsewhere. And that's what you'll see happening.
Now, a couple of things out of the House, one out of the House, one out of the Senate. The House GOP is posing questions to a U.S. nonprofit that helped to fund the Wuhan lab, and the person that was behind that was the NIH's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
This trail to, you know, the Wuhan lab and Fauci and money that's sent there, it's kind of stunk from the beginning.
Smells, you know, big time.
Yeah, and it just, something is fishy that's going on with this. I've never been a believer that this was, you know, something that came from a bat or a wet market there. This has all the signs of being engineered in a lab. So who knows?
Now, Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa has asked Secretary of State Antony Blinken for details about a possible financial conflict involving Joe Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry.
Again, a lot of these guys, they're politicians. They're always conflicted in some way, shape, matter or form. I'm sure this is, you know, might make headlines for a little bit, but what will become of it? Probably nothing. I see these things. I see these investigations. I see these points being made. But again, it's all for the press over the short term, and then they seem to go away, which is unfortunate.
Now, you've seen the price of oil, right?
Yes.
Gasoline went up 20 cents a gallon since Friday down here.
Mm-hmm.
So things are going out of sight again. But I think something that may have a backroom bearing on all of this is what's going on in Israel. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu failed to muster a majority coalition as of midnight last night. And now the mandate returns to the president, President Rivlin, who now has 3 days to decide whether or not to tap one of the party leaders, Mr. Lapid or Mr. Bennett, with forming a coalition. If he doesn't do that, then he'll pass a mandate and send it over to the Knesset for them to decide what to do.
Yeah, I think that right now, you know, the points that you made in regards to, you know, the trucking issues that we're having right now,
correct,
is playing a much bigger part in the rise in the price of gasoline in Southern California. A premium $6.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone through the roof. But again, you know, this is the desire to get the price of gasoline as high as they can will also help push the sales of electric cars. And Joe Biden's, you know, movement to put up charging stations and head in that direction. I actually talked about this yesterday. I remember Barack Obama's, head of the Department of Energy, the original one, Stephen Chu. He came right out and admitted that the grand desire is to make gasoline prices in the United States commensurate with Europe's prices, which are very, very high. That's the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was at a Wawa station yesterday locally, and a Tesla car came in there and pulled up to the pump, and I figured, well, look at this. And then the person went inside, and they were looking. They thought the Wawa station that I was at had a charging place where they could just plug their car in and charge it back up again. They didn't, and they were looking for a place to charge their car. And I don't – they're not that predominant all over the place yet. You really got to work at trying to find where they're at.
Well, yeah, especially if you're going distances, you actually have to plan your trip out based upon them, which is kind of odd because usually the person's going to learn how to work their car properly. Those Teslas usually tell you where the charging stations are. That's part of the computer programs that they have in there. But, it's scary. I mean, you're driving around and you're like, oh boy, I've got to get to a charging station. This car is going to stop. So, yeah, that's always been an issue, and there's not the infrastructure yet, as far as I'm concerned, to make that type of a purchase, for at least for my family.
Well, without specifying a time frame, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said yesterday interest rates might have to rise modestly to prevent the U.S. economy from overheating due to higher levels of government spending.
Yeah, she made that statement yesterday, threw the markets off, and they came back to some degree. It's an interesting statement she's making. Again, this is just the crap that comes out of the mouths of these people at the Fed and these economists and the Treasury Secretary. It doesn't make any difference. How are you going to plan on raising rates? Well, do you understand that she's Treasury Secretary. How in the world are they going to raise rates? How in the world are we going to make those interest payments on our debt if rates go up? I mean, I think rates should definitely go up. I do. But we've kind of boxed ourselves into a corner, if you ask me. I mean, how are you going to do it? I mean, the portion of our budget that would be dedicated to interest payments would be even greater than it is now.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wonder what Boeing's going to do because they're facing a new hurdle in their 737 MAX, an electrical grounding issue. They're going to bring all the planes back in again?
Oh, geez. Yeah, well, I heard they have an electrical issue. It'd be nice if they could get some people over at Boeing and know what the hell they were doing. Huh?
All righty. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Stay dry. Stay dry up there. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. There should be some rain headed in his direction today. I'll be right back with Amanda Mackey. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.